This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. On the morning of November 20th, the City of Toronto unveiled their new strategy to deal with the growing mental health and substance abuse issues. Surveys done by the city have found that the mental health of Torontonians young and old has seen a drastic drop in the last few years. In 2021, the city found that 55% of adults in Toronto reported very good or excellent mental health. That is a 16% drop from 2017. Among the youth, from grades 7 to 12, only 44% said that their mental health was very good or excellent, while 17% reported that they have contemplated suicide in the last year. The plan also seeks to address the drug-related issues in the city and the ongoing toxic drug supply crisis. In 2022, the city found that there were over 3,000 deaths related to alcohol, tobacco, and toxic drug supplies, with 506 being from those toxic opioid drug supplies, a 271% increase from 2015. Mary Madigan Lee, Chief People Officer of Toronto, says,
"Preventing harms involves investing in children and families and neighborhoods, fostering resilience and coping mechanisms. Importantly, promoting mental health in the workplace is a key aspect, impacting organizational effectiveness, productivity, and overall health. As a Chief People Officer, I am committed to championing the implementation of the National Standard of Canada for Psychological Health and Safety in the Workplace at the City of Toronto. This work cannot be done in isolation. It requires the collective commitment of individuals, communities, businesses, agencies, and all levels of government."
The strategy is a 7-point plan to address the current toxic drug supply crisis and the dropping mental health of Toronto citizens. The 7-point plan includes 1. Promoting mental health and well-being, 2. Preventing and reducing harms and deaths related to substance use, 3. Expanding across to the full continuum of high-quality, evidence-based, and client-centered services to address mental health and/or substance use issues, including harm reduction and treatment supports. 4. Advancing community safety and well-being for everyone. 5. Improving access to housing and other social determinants of health. 6. Supporting mentally healthy workplaces and optimizing the mental health of workers. And 7. Proactively identifying and responding to emerging mental health and substance use issues. In addition to the 7 points, the city has 4 priorities they plan to have implemented for the first year of the new strategy. The 4 priorities are affordable housing, 24/7 spaces that, quote, have low barrier crisis stabilization for mental health or drug-related issues, unquote, and increased collaboration with first responders for seamless transfer to appropriate services. Lastly, they plan to expand the Toronto Community Crisis Service to be the 4th Toronto Emergency Service. Currently, the TCCS is a pilot program that only operates in certain parts of the city, with it having been considered earlier this month at City Council. One of the participating groups in the TCCS is the Gernstein Crisis Center. Susan Davis, executor of the Crisis Center, says,
"In Toronto, individuals in mental health and substance use crisis often can't access the supports they need, and they find themselves without support, especially after hours, which really can lead to detrimental outcomes and, as we know, unfortunately, including lives lost. Establishing 24/7 crisis centers would offer community-based, timely, trauma-informed harm reduction responses, reducing strain on first responders and emergency departments. This model is crucial intervention for individuals in crisis, connecting them to the essential health and social services that they need, and while fostering positive outcomes for both individuals and our communities.